Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I was able to pull up your policy. Can you verify the address that's on the policy for me?
Yeah, the address is going to be 463 South Bakersfield Street, apartment number 5.
What's the city, state, and zip code?
Los Angeles, California, 90017.
Thank you. Can you also verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle for me?
Sure. It's 2004 Toyota Camry LE.
And the color?
Red.
Okay. And what's currently going on with the vehicle?
So I just came out of work right now, and I was trying to open the doors with my key, but I mean, nothing is working right now. So the doors are locked. I assume it's the battery. So basically, I cannot get inside the car.
Okay. So you just want someone to do a lockout service for you to open your doors?
Yes, please, because I think it's a battery that doesn't work. So basically, I want to open the door so I can put my portable jump start to the battery so it can work.
Okay, now we can only do one service, so is that okay? We can only just come out and unlock the door, but we won't be able to do the jump start either.
I mean, yeah, I just want to open the doors.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to say that you locked your keys inside the vehicle because that's really the only way that we're able to do a lockout service. So we'll just put that you locked your keys inside the vehicle, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. I have a portable jump start inside the car. So maybe, I can do that. But I have one question. Just in case that my car doesn't start, can I call back so they can send me like a tow truck?
Unfortunately not, because you're only covered for one service. You won't be eligible for another service until 72 hours. So if we come out to do the lockout service, you're not going to be eligible for another service until Saturday. It'll be 72 hours from today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, today is Tuesday. You won't be eligible for another service until Friday. Excuse me.
Until Friday.
That's what I was saying, that if, you know, we can only do one service. So if we do the lockout service, we won't be able to do the jump start. Or if you decide, you know, if the, the jump start doesn't work on your end, we won't be able to do the tow either because you got the lockout service.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. And how much it will be for the tow?
That depends on where it's at and where it's going. It's usually $5 a mile, and then they charge a hookup fee of $75.
Hold on. Give me one second. I couldn't hear that. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, the hookup fee is $75, and then it's $5 a mile, depending on where it's at and where it's going.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, my address is, it's like 11, or like 10 miles away from my house.
If it's like 10 miles away, then for the 10 miles, you'll be looking at $50 because it's $5 a mile, and then plus a hookup fee, which is $75.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for the toll, you'll be looking at, what, 75 plus 50, that's 125. You'll be looking at 125 out of pocket.
125. I prefer the towing.
So you want to set up a tow now?
Yes, please.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me change it to a tow. So you're not able to, so the doors are currently locked on the vehicle. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so you're not able to get into it at all. Okay.
No, not at all.
Let me see. Do you know this is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel, or is it just a front-wheel, two-wheel, rear-wheel drive?
I think it's two-wheel, just the front, two-wheel drive.
Okay. And I'm assuming it won't be able to shift into neutral, right, being that you're not able to get into it?
No, nothing.
Okay. And we do have to ask you, is this service due to a result of an accident?
I'm sorry?
Is this service due to a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead and give me the address of where you're currently located at.
Okay, so let's see. I mean, I can give you like the crossing streets, and because right now there's like no, there are a bunch of houses right here, so let me see.
Do you have the house number that you're in front of? Like, where are you parked at?
Okay, it's like right here. Well, the sign says 11600.
You say 11600?
Yes.
Okay, 11600. And what was the name of the street?
Okay, so it's going to be C at the house, H, I, Q, U, I, T, A. And it says street.
And what city?
Well, it's going to be, let me check for that. It's going to be on Studio City, California.
I'm sorry, what was the city?
Studio City.
Studio? Okay. Okay, so I have 11600 Shaquita Street, Studio City, California, and that zip code is showing 91604. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And may I have the address of where you would like your vehicle towed to, please?
463 South Bixel Street.
Okay, so it's going back to your residence?
Yes.
One moment.
Yes.
All right, so it does show that you'll be fully covered for the service. So as soon as I do secure a provider for you, you're going to receive a text message letting you know the provider's name, telephone number, and the estimated arrival time, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.